A rumor flew around newsrooms yesterday that President Bush would announce the closing of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. Yesterday, the Associated Press reported that the Bush administration might make that announcement today.
But the White House quickly dismissed that report. Joining us now to talk about this and other news out of Washington, as he does every Friday, is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Juan.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, Juan, what do you make about this rumor and then the quick denial?
Well, it's no rumor. They really are having discussions. The question and the denial were about a specific meeting at a specific time. So it's one of those kind of Washington denials that you have to, you know, parse carefully. I mean, obviously, even the White House spokesmen are saying the president has been looking at ways to try to close down Guantanamo, but he doesn't see any real alternative, doesn't want to. The vice president's office, Vice President Cheney, has been particularly sharp in saying we don't want to bring people into detention facilities in the U.S. because then they will be given habeas corpus rights and will be back in federal courts trying to keep these people in jail and keep them away from terrorist activity.
Juan, what about this claim this week by Vice President Cheney that he may be in the White House, but he's not really part of the administration? What was that all about?
You know, Anthony, I like the way you asked that. What was that about?
Well, I mean, are we
this
talking
about
this
guy's in the vice president's office and he's not part of the administration? Well, let me just say it's an argument that lawyers will delight in because it's saying that he, in addition to being vice president, also has responsibilities as a member of the U.S. Senate. You know, that technically the vice president is there. He oftentimes can cast a tie-breaking vote once in a while, goes up for lunch or to lobby. And so the argument here is that the U.S. Office, the U.S. Archives Office of Security Oversight has said, you know, we want to know what secret documents you have, how you manage them, all that. And initially, the first term in 01, 02, they were filing, the vice president's office was filing documents about this. But by 04, they were saying no. By 03, I should say, they were saying, no, we don't want to have any oversight. And then when the people from the archives came to visit to see how they were handling the documents in 04, the vice president's office kicked them out. And now the vice president's office has tried to actually close down that department rather than allow them to exercise any authority of oversight on the vice president's office.
But according to this argument, two out of three branches of government now reside in the White House.
Well, that's right. But I think the larger, you know, you think back to Cheney's history on this, Anthony. You know, he doesn't want anybody to know who's on his energy panel. He doesn't want people knowing who's visiting his office. Like, he's tried to keep the Secret Service logs closed. Doesn't want people knowing who's visiting his home. And, of course, Scooter Libby gets in trouble for trying to reveal some secrets about CIA agents and then covering it up. The vice president's office is very secret averse. Let's put it that way.
Hmm. All right, so let's turn to the campaign trail this week. Rudy Giuliani ran into a little trouble about his role or lack thereof in the Iraq study group. This is the Baker Hamilton Commission, the one that offered a bunch of suggestions to President Bush, which he then did not take up. You know, I didn't even know Rudy Giuliani was an original member of the Iraq study group.
Yeah, well, it's not your fault, Madeline, because his name hasn't been on the documents ever, but he was an original member, and what's troubling about this is the argument is he was missing meetings because he was going off to give very high-cost speeches, sometimes overseas. And so, you know, Rudy Giuliani, who was well-known as a leader and for taking a leadership role on 9/11 as mayor of New York, is now the argument, is now someone who really defaulted on his obligations to an important mission, important to America's future, America's security, because he was busy making money. And Giuliani's folks are saying, well, you know, he was involved in some planning meetings, but there's no record even of that. So this is a real kind of embarrassment for Rudy Giuliani.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Madeline. Welcome, Anthony.
Thanks, Juan.